Hello, good morning. It's now 7 minutes. Okay, 8 minutes past eight. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and you're welcome to a conversation on the Morning Crossfire today. A lot happening in some of the political parties across the country, but most prominent at the moment would be the situation in the PDP. Yesterday, you heard Governor Yusuf Mwiki when he went to flag off Internal Road in Eneka. And some of the things that he said, we will know. Nothing is happening yet, but something will soon happen. What is that thing that would happen? Many have been asking. I think only one way to find out, and that would be to be patient. Meanwhile, talks have continued to linger. What is causing the delay in the reconciliation of the governor and presidential candidate of the party? The BOT of the PDP said a committee had been set up. That's almost a month now, if not, trying to reconcile these men. And now the BOT chairman, Senator Waleed Jibril, was speaking one time on Channels Television, yes. And there were certain things that he said with regards to the position of the BOT, because the question for many people has been, what is the BOT doing about this? Campaigns are starting soon. Should this be the focus? Now, Nigerians are supposed to be hearing what plans parties have and not going back and forth with who is going to be what and why is this person not this and all of those back and forth that we're having in the party. So, why the reconciliation hasn't taken place? Well, he said when the committee sends its report, mind you, this statement was made, I think, close to 2 weeks now, when he said this. He said then the POT would take a position. In fact, he was even referring to the time of Ali Modu Sheriff and the party when the POT had to take a position after the report came and did what they did. Some people didn't like it, but it was done because they felt it was the right thing to do. Well, just let us listen to what the BOT chairman said and then come back to continue the conversation. My guest on the show today is the Rivers PDP Publicity Secretary, Sidney Gbara. He will be joining us on the conversation this morning, and we get to hear from him. Remember, I think it was on the Tide newspaper yesterday where we heard that one of the headlines said that the PDP in the state would stand with the governor. And since the governor came back from London, many have been waiting for some sort of update. We haven't seen any, except for the comment that he made yesterday. What is it that wants to happen in the party? Well, we'll find out when the conversation continues. In the meantime, here is what the BOT chairman said about the situation. Senator Waleed Jibril. We'll be back.
You have set a committee. Wait for the report of that committee. So what I'm telling you now, wait. By next week, we are going to get that support. When we get that support and we find that somebody is wrong, what has happened, we will come up openly to tell the party that is wrong. Whatever we can do, we will do it in the party to make the party remain as PDP.
So he says when that report comes in, then they would look at the report and do whatever they have to do. My emphasis would be on whatever they have to do. It would mean regardless of whoever is right or wrong, but whatever the report says is what they will follow. So the question now is, why haven't we received that report? Or has that report been submitted but not in public space yet with regards to its content? What really is happening and what wants to happen in the PDP? Well, some of these and more is what we are going to talk about this morning. What is happening with the PDP? What is happening with the reconciliation? How far has it gone? Why haven't we heard or gotten any new development? Why is it even taking this long to reconcile two men from a political party? The governor made certain comments yesterday, which caused a lot of people to begin to wonder and ask questions and try to understand, okay, so what is going to happen? I mean, this morning on the newspaper review, it was among some of the headlines, and we've got plenty of people reacting and asking, what really is it? So my big question is, There have been talks that some members of the PDP in the state, there's a witch hunt by the governor, especially when he talked about the hotel closure. If you found, you know, giving out your venues or your facilities for meetings that would recruit political thugs and the rest of them. And some people said, oh, that means that there's a witch hunt and these people are supporting the presidential candidate of the party, hence the reason why this is being done, blah, blah, blah. Although the government has clearly stated it's nobody will be allowed to breach the security of the country. So our big question would be, can we then say that there is a divide in the PDP here in Rivers State? Do we now say we have an Atiku camp and a Wike camp? Is that what is happening in the PDP in the state? That's the question for you to answer. You can send in WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. We'll go over to our guest, Sidney Gbara, the Rivers PDP Publicity Secretary, who'll be speaking with us. Hello, Mr. Gbara. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, my brother. Good morning, Rivers.
You're welcome. So let's quickly just cut to the chase. We are aware that the efforts to reconcile the governor of Rivers State and the presidential candidate of the party. I mean, yesterday we have Sheikh Arau joining the PDP and Atiku Abubakar, the vice presidential candidate, as well as the party chairman, were present to receive him. Can you update us from what you know? How far is this reconciliation and where is the party at the moment with trying to settle these men?
Yeah, well, in the first place, politics is all about disagreeing to agree, you know, to have a common purposeful goal for the general interest, you know, of the organization or the party. And we probably know that it's only where there is a healthy interaction that we always have a friction. Healthy in the sense that those who have what it takes and those who have the onions, bringing what they have to bear and the other people bringing it together, when they agree, you will find out that the result is always very, very positive. So today, what we have in the party is exactly the scenario I have painted. Our leader, the executive governor of Rivers State, the leader of PDP in Rivers State here, who is the man who has shouldered the affair of PDP since 2015 in Nigeria, not even in Rivers State, you know, choose this should be done properly. I mean, the right way.
Well, what are the things that should be done properly? Because everybody keeps saying that, yes, we know and aware, we're aware that after the 2015 elections, what happened, how the governor stepped in and tried to hold the party down. Very understandable. But what are the things that everyone keeps saying should be done the right way?
In the first place, I will start from where we started from the very beginning. The very beginning is that the Constitution of People's Democratic Party recognizes zoning. Zoning brings about equity. Even in the federal level, we have what is called federal character. That is to say, whatever that is happening at the federal level should reflect the six geopolitical zones by carrying everybody along. Mm. This is what our party has equally made provision for. So in the first place that we have had a northern president, we shouldn't even be talking about a northern state again in our party. But be it as it may, we have gone for the convention and we assume that the decision of the delegates, the delegates have made their decision by, you know, somebody imagine as a standard bearer of PDP. Okay, fine and good. We are working with that. But we equally know that for equity, we cannot have a northern president and again have a northerner as the BOT chairman and a northerner as the party chairman. Even the chairman himself made it in his speech that paraventure, even Montana emerges, you know, that he will resign. Just like we have in the case in 2007, about 2007-2008.
But if members of the party
emerge as the standard bearer, the party chairman at that time,
are you saying this is one of the demands, Mr. Gbara? Are you saying one of the demands that is delaying the reconciliation is because... Can you allow me ask the question, Mr. Gbara? Hold on. Are you saying that the PDP here from this region is saying that if this reconciliation would work, then the chairman has to step down. Is that a demand that has been presented?
That's the position. That's the position. The position of our leader is the position of PDP in River State here. Whatever our leader is demanding, that is what we are standing for, and that's what we are standing by. That is what we are saying equally. Whatever our leader has put forward as a demand from his group, you know, that is the exact position of PDP in River State here.
Okay, so tell us this. If at the end of the day, okay, let's just go on a break. We'll go on a short break. You stay on the line. When we return, we continue with the conversation, and we'll get you to tell us more. We'll go on a short commercial now. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Still 92.3 Nigeria Info. Big question for you to answer. Is it safe to say that the PDP in Rivers State is now divided? What's your opinion on it? Is there now a Wike camp and an Atiku camp? There have been allegations of witch hunt. So, let's find out from you. Send WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You can join us on social media, Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your comments as well. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Conversation continues on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. My guest at the moment is the Rivers PDP Publicity Secretary, Sydney Barra, who will be speaking with us via telephone. You can join the conversation on social media. Yes, we have a question up there, so you can tell us what you think and what your position is. Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. Let's talk PDP internal crisis, Atiku and Governor Wike. Who needs to compromise? You can drop your comments on Twitter and on Facebook. We'll be taking them. All right, let's get back to our guest who's standing by. Mr. Barra, thank you for staying on the line.
All right.
So talk to us now. Aside the demand for the national chairman of the party to step down, are there any demands being made at the moment to, you know, hasten this reconciliation?
Well, I don't want to dwell into the rest. You know, I will leave that for our leaders who are, you know, doing justice to that. But I can tell you that the demands that have been put forward are a demand that will, you know, make us a stronger and a more united party, and there are demands that will make PDP secure victory in 2023. Because, you know,
But what are these demands? If you don't tell us the demands, how can we then understand how they would ensure victory?
Let me limit myself to that concerns, you know, the party. The rest are being handled, you know, by our leaders, and I can tell you that there are demands that will move the party forward.
There were also reports that perhaps the governor would want to be in charge of the campaigns and all the logistics involved as well.
You know,
is that true?
That's why they want to go. There are a whole lot, you know, there are a whole lot that will come to play within this period. Do you understand me?
So this particular one for the campaigns is also very correct.
Into the election. There are so many of them. So that's why I don't want to go, you know, start itemizing. You understand? But the key demand which is the resignation of the national chairman, you know, because that is the very first one. That's the first step, you know, for us to like say, okay, we are now on the same page. Equity is being fostered and being taken care of. Let us move forward. And then they start talking about, you know, other demands.
All right,
let me tell you, is as it is now, it's just a matter of the both groups coming together, give and take, you know, and at the end of the day, we'll be good and be ready to do the needful for our nation.
You made mention of
that the Nigerians are waiting for PDP, you know, to rescue us from the very distorted economy, security.
Mr. Gbara. Yes, you made mention of, first complaint was the fact that there was supposed to be some sort of zoning and we're not supposed to have a presidential candidate from the north in the party. That was the first issue. What stopped the PDP in the state to have antagonized that decision from the very beginning? Remember, a committee was set up that was chaired by Samuel Ortom, who is a very close friend to the governor of Rivers State. And that committee, at the end of the day, left the whole thing open and said anybody can vie for that position from any region. Whoever wins it gets it. At that point, there wasn't any form of complaint that was heard from the PDP in the state about it. Everybody seemed to have been in agreement. So what changed?
Well, the truth is this, you know, we're not playing politics of do or die. You understand? Is that PDP River State is a chapter. We have our party in other states. When we all come together, there was a PDP in Nigeria. If our view from the south is this, but somehow it didn't play out that way. You know, for equity and for peace to run, for the party to move forward, because whatever interest that is not that is outside the interest of the party becomes a selfish interest and the retrogressive one also. So, the way it played out, we accepted it and said, okay, if this is what we are saying and it didn't work out that way, no problem.
So, you accepted it because you wanted peace to reign and wanted the party to move forward?
Sure, yes.
So why now are you then antagonizing or delaying the reconciliation, in quote, if...
Nobody has delayed.
So what is the delay for? Because we're expecting that some sacrifices need to be made so that the party can move forward and peace would reign. So can you tell us what is causing the delay from your understanding?
No, there's no delay. Let me tell you something. You know, whatever it's worth doing is worth doing well. You can't rush over such a delicate situation and at the end of the day have problems at the end, you know. So the whole process is going on very well. If we are following up events, you know that recently, you know, talks has been going on. The people came, the team came to River State and, you know, within the country and outside the country, talks have been going on and it's progressive. You know, I can tell you. So, those involved are taking their time to ensure, you know, that this thing is done properly for us to get the result. Because, hasty, when you are hasty and doing, you know, some certain things, you might complicate issues and have.
Okay.
Not have the needed result.
All right, Mr. Gbara.
So, those involved are here, they are taking their time to ensure that. You know, I need to hear from you as you hear from me.
All right, Mr. Gbara.
The conditions might be given out.
We get that. Mr. Gbara, we get that. But we have some questions to ask from messages on our WhatsApp portal.
Okay.
This one says, we should ask you, what would the Rivers people benefit from the resignation of the party's national chairman at the moment? Is it for the benefit of Rivers people? What exactly is the interest, and why is there this clamor for him to resign? Hello.
Okay. I'm with you. And you see, what you are saying is not really Rivers State. We are talking about the South, balancing of power. We are saying let the national chairman come to the South. When he gets to the South, then whichever, you know, region in the south that is supposed to go to, that is where it will go to. So we are not, you can see that our leader is not even trying to put up a fight for that it must be reversed. So just let it be that the right thing, you know, the right thing, the right institution, the right, you know, everything that is supposed to be in place. Should be properly put in place.
So basically,
so that we can approach this election. Yes.
So the governor is not interested. The governor is not interested, or doesn't want to have a stake in who becomes the next national chairman.
Well, I wouldn't say. What I'm trying to say is this: elected come to the side. That is our position.
Okay.
So every other one will be looked into and talked about.
All right.
That has been concluded.
All right.
To say, okay, it is coming to the south. Then. The leaders will sit down and look at.
All right, Mr. Barra.
Should go to.
Thank you very much. Let's just ask you one final question. Please do well to answer in a minute or less before you go. At the moment, accusations have been going back and forth that those members of the PDP in Rivers State who are supporting the presidential candidate are being sidelined or attacked, or there's a witch hunt. Can you confirm for us, do we have divides in the PDP in Rivers State?
Not at all.
We don't have a Governor Wike camp and an Atiku camp.
There is no crisis. How can that become? We only have one group, which is the PDP, heavily led by the executive governor. There is no other camp. There is no camp. There is no crisis. Let me just say this clear. There is no crisis in PDP in Rivers State. There is no crisis at all.
Okay, Mr. Barra.
Our party is united. Yes, we are together. But, you know, just like I started, you know, once in a while, there could be one or two disagreements here and there, but that does not commit into a crisis at all.
Okay.
There are no crises.
Mr. Barra, thank you. Thank you very much for your thoughts and making out time to be with us on the program.
Thank you very
Have
much.
A lovely day. Okay, you heard. I'll take some of your comments on Facebook before we go over to the phone lines. So I'm pretty sure you have a lot you want to say on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. We have a question up there, there's a poll, and we want to hear from you. Let us get your opinion. Benzino Dokubo says, Wike promised to work with any declared winner after the primaries. Why the sudden change of stance? Did he not know Ayu was the party's national chairman before he accepted to go into the race with Atiku? Dema Angbara Koro says, nobody is bigger than the PDP. If Wike is no longer comfortable, then let him quit. Victor Piba says, it's very obvious that there's faction in Rivers PDP. Well, you just heard the secretary publicity saying no faction. Secondly, Governor Wike is against the national chairman of PDP. It seems to him that the chairman contributed to his defeat during the presidential election. That's why he's calling for his removal. Okay, let's take some phone calls. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003 Kenneth Ibiayemi from Facebook says, my belief, according to our party leader, the governor has been the party is supreme, not until recently that we've seen the party is not supreme. Sonny Bata says, the party PDP has now turned into a one-man show. You can see that even the image maker PR does not know the causes of long agitation. Those are comments from Facebook. Keep them coming. Nigeria Info PH, Facebook and on Twitter. You can be part of the conversation. Over to the phone lines now. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother Andrew.
You're welcome. Daniel Imogeto, all right, Daniel, straight to the point, please.
Yes. There is crisis, my brother. There's no need to hide it. And there is, please, I am not calling anybody a thief. It's just a proverb. It is not to conspire to thief, but the sharing from the proceeds is what brings problems. So this is what I see in PDP. Where is that equity, justice, and fairness? Why did they not zone their presidential candidate to the south, or even microzone it to the southeast, even a southerner that is supposed not even contest for the presidency? This is the nemesis that is haunting them now.
All right,
and
David.
There will be no mequatarism. My Igbo grammar means it will be unreconcilable.
Okay, thank you, David. Unreconcilable. I like the Igbo grammar, by the way.
Hello?
John from Igurita. Good morning. Go on.
Hello, this is John calling from Igurita.
Go ahead.
But there's a divide in PDP, seriously. The infrastructure is divided, it's the same. There's a big crack in PDP, even from the federal to the state. Because as we are deciding to remove the national chairman, it is because the war, if at all. I know that the agreement between Atiku and the governor of the state have not been settled because the problem, the governor wanted to remove the national chairman, which will be, if at all, they remove the man. It will bring a big problem in the PDP. So for me, they cannot base on one man's decision because the party is a collective effort from all the nations. So you cannot, somebody cannot decide for somebody to remove which was in the term of the man have not completed. This is 4 years tenure. They have not even gone to 1 year. Would you be able to, if they remove him, that become a problem and they'll be able to nullify all the elections. Thank you. This is the call from Greta, please.
All right, thank you. Chooks from LLMO. Chooks, good morning.
The chairman, are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
During the presidential aspirant, during the election, are you supposed to zone the ticket to the south? That was the initial agreement. But when the pressure comes from the north, are you so okay? You throw it open for everybody to contest. Then there was a question to you, who is the satanist? If in case somebody from the north emerge as party aspirant, you as a chairman and presidential aspirant cannot come from the same zone. As you say, if an aspirant emerge from the north, that is going to resign. You know what I'm telling you? They used to play the tape as I'm talking to you now. So now, working me, I took a match. No problem. We're going to work with that. But the chairman has to shift to the south. And our plan now is to shift the chairman to the west, where Tinubu come from.
Okay.
So that we can just right. I'm telling you, so that we'll break Tinubu weak. It's not only weak. I can say governor is there. Enugu state governor is there. Autumn is there. Shayman Kide of Oyo state is there. Even Tinubu, Prokosifa state is there. So that's our position.
All right, thank you. I will got your position. The publicity secretary has said that there is no crack, no divide in the PDP and Rivers State. Do you agree? Is there a crack? Is there a divide? Many have said that there's some perceived attack on those who have support of the presidential candidate of the party. On Twitter, Lorenzo Delight says, good morning, Ifeemi. Concerning the subject matter, it's very obvious PDP in Rivers State is divided. How can you be witch-hunting Austin Aguara, Lee Meba, Chinyere Igwe, Farada Gogo, and others because of Atiku and expect the party to be in unity? Well, is it really a witch hunt? The government has said it's for security reasons. But then when you look at this, it's almost like the names mentioned are, many have said, are in support of the presidential candidate. What do you think? Is there really a divide? David from Yenagoa is on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning, if you hear me, Andrew.
You are welcome. Good morning, David. Please, straight to the point.
It is very, very obvious that there is a very big faction in the PDP in Rivers State. Even the blind man who cannot see will see it. Now, look at it this way. What is Excellency, the governor of Rivers State, is doing? The former national chairman of the party that he removed, Prince Secondus, did not even do one quarter of what the anti-party game he had played before they suspended him from the ward. Are you with me?
Go
now,
on, David.
After suspending Uche Secondus because of his presidential ambition, today the same thing which he removed Secondus for, he wants to remove Ayu. Anyway, for me, it's their party's affair. But then, it is clear that in Rivers State there is a big faction. And I know very well that the Lee Mieba and the Austin Okpara faction, which himself, the governor, has used before now, will stand very firm and force matching. All they need is just for people to spend money.
All right, David, let's see if that's going to happen. Chima from NTA Road, go ahead.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, go on.
Yes, Andrew, I think we cannot discount the fact that there's actually a crack in PDP, in Rivers especially. You understand? the spokesman of PDP who speaks, I think he's trying to be economic with the truth on what the demands are. Because you're asking a question. Is a resignation of IU is weak interest there? He did not answer. Let me tell you, Andrew. When I go, when I went through the demands of Wike Camp, it was clearly stipulated that look, the next chairman must come from the camp of Wike. I mean, he should have opened. And you know, I hate people coming to media not to make not to say the truth.
Okay, Chima, we get that. We move on now to Samuel from Waterline. Samuel, good morning. Straight to the point.
Yeah, good morning. I think I want to say that what Governor Wike is fighting today, or the group of Governor Wike, they are fighting today. They are fighting for SASAC position. Look at now, the chairman position in PDP is from North. Presidential candidates from North. The DOT chairman from North. Then the group are saying that this should not be done this way. This is not done that way. That is what Wike is fighting for. Since the okay now, the vice chairman now is from SASAC. Now let the chairman position go to Southwest. That is the position of the governor. And that is the position of the party. That's where the governor was standing today. He's doing it for our benefit. He's not doing it for the whole for Rivers people.
Okay, not doing it for only Rivers people. We get that. On Twitter, this message from Alozie King says, the current position of Atiku Abubakar being the presidential candidate of PDP holds the highest hierarchy of the party, and it would be preposterous for Atiku to compromise for Governor Yason Wike. However, I will advise the governor to quit from this war and work for Atiku. Okay. More messages on Facebook. My belief is, according to our party, okay, the party PDP has now turned into a one-man show. On WhatsApp, there is only one man that is causing all PDP crisis. That man is the chairman, national chairman, Senator Ayu. The chairman said he will resign if the presidential candidate comes from the North, but Ayu has not kept his word. Nathaniel sent in that message. Some Rivers PDP and their leaders sent their own Uche Secondus out as national chairman of PDP today. Same selfish interest is playing out. Will Uche Secondus, Rivers' son, return if Ayu resigns? That's from Stan. This one says, we know your leader style. The next fight will be that he will be the next national chairman of PDP. A worry prayer sent in that message. Okay, only time will tell. This one says, Mr. Uche Secondus was PDP national chairman and Wike pushed him out, yet he wants post of national. I don't think there was any time where the governor said he wanted that, but let's see how things play out. I'll take one more message. Governor Wike should go and rest. He thinks that he will always have his way. Ayu is not going anywhere. Let him accept their fate and move on, because life is what? Kinsley Kinso. This one says, is your guest aware that the PDP national chairman is also from the North? In this case, the chairman's resignation, the next person who is to occupy the position is also from the North. So except our convention is done before their demand could be met. Is your guest not also aware that if Wike push the PDP to the wall, they can do away with him? And in case he defects to APC, not every PDP member would defect with him. That puts us in another situation. Well, that's the much on the show this morning. Thank you very much. Jude will be coming in soon to continue with Hello Port Harcourt. You might want to stick around. And there's a lot for you to gain. My name is Ifeemi Andrew on every social media platform. Ifeemi Andrew Official on Instagram and Twitter. To have a lovely day. Good morning.